Daf is Daf Yud Beis. So we got to the last four lines of Yud Alf Amud Beis. The Gemara has been discussing the idea of Bein Harbayim, the Machlokas in the Mishnah of a person shechted a Karim Pesach in the morning, L'shma, whether it's kosher or not. So Ben Mesera felt L'shma, it's kosher L'shem Pesach, because there's man of Pesach even in the morning, as opposed to Tanakhama that felt that L'shma in the morning would be possible because it's not yet the Zman until after Chatzos. The Mishnah said it's talking about a case of Shalol L'shma, the opposite case. If it's Shalol L'shma, Ben Mesera says it'll be possible because since the morning is the Zman of Pesach, Shalol L'shma is possible. But Tanakhama felt that the morning is not the Zman of Pesach, so Shalol L'shma for Shlomim is actually going to be kosher. So that's how we understood it. So the understanding of Bein Harbayim, according to Ben Becerra, was between last night, Yud Gimel, end of Yud Gimel to Yud Daled, till the end of Yud Daled into Tezvav. So that's a 24-hour period is what Bein Harbayim is. So the Gemara says, the last four lines of the Amud here, Neros dichsiv Bein Harbayim, hachanami dechul yom ha-kasher. It also says Bein Harbayim for Neros. Is Ben Becerra going to say that you're allowed to light the candles anytime, even in the morning? So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam dichsiv me'erev v'yad boker. It also, in addition to it saying Bein Harbayim, it also says the word erev ha-boker, which indicates erev is the evening towards the nighttime after chatzos only is it permitted. So the Gemara just brings a drasha, Tanya, what does it mean, me'erev ad boker? Why are you saying ad boker? Tein la midasa shetei doleka solechas me'erev ad boker. That there should be enough shemen in the neros that it should be able to last the entire night, even on the longest nights of the year, in Teves. Teves is the longest night, so there should be enough shemen to last those nights, and certainly during the summer months. Another drasha we learn from me'erev ad boker, that ein lecha avoda ksheira me'erev ad boker elazu bilvad. That the neros is the last avoda we do, that this is the only thing, the thing we do from erev ad boker, this is the last avoda. Everything else, excuse me, must go before him. But either way, we see from the word Erev that the Neros are only taking place in the evening, not in the morning, even though it says Bein Harbayim. Gemara asks the last line of Yud Alef Amud Beis, what about Ketores Tichsib Bein Harbayim as well? Are you going to say, Hachanami Dechul Yom HaKasher? Could you bring the Ketores even in the morning? The Gemara says, Shani Ketores, Ketores as well is different. The Itzka Shel Neros is connected to Neros, and just like Neros, it's only permitted in the evening, so to Ketores by this Hekesh is only permitted in the evening. So the Gemara says, if you're really learning from the Drasha Erev that says by Neros and then by Hekesh to Ketores as well, Hasam Nami, by the Karim Pesach, it also uses the word Sham Tizbach Esa Pesach Ba'erev. So that should also tell us that it shouldn't be permitted in the morning like Ben Becerra, but only in the evening. Mar says, no, Hahu Li'achar Davar Hu De'asa. That's telling me that it has to be later. We'll explain what that means in just a second, but right now, according to Ben Becerra, you have the option of either bringing it in the morning or in the afternoon. But if you do decide to bring it in the afternoon, it has to be latest thing in the afternoon. Detanya Yu'ucha Davar Shenemar Bo Be'erev. So what happens? Let's say that you didn't shech the Karim Pesach until the evening or the afternoon. So right now you have either the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim to bring, which is Tadir, or you have the Pesach to bring, which should go first. So the Gemara says, since it says Erev and Bein Harbayim by Pesach, that tells us it goes later in the evening than Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which only says Bein Harbayim. It just says Bein Harbayim, but Pesach says Bein Harbayim plus Erev. That tells me that you push off Yuchar Davar, you push off the Pesach. So that's why it says Erev, to push it over the scale to make it go later than the Tamid. But
you wouldn't need it because Talib Shahat has the comment.
So the Achron discusses, why do you need this if you have the concept of Tadir? The part of the idea is that you're not really supposed to bring a carbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. There's an Asay of Hashlam, it has to be the last thing. That's part of the conversation. The Sugyas in Psachim talk about this. So then the Gemara says, this doesn't make any sense. Mi ikam mide, is there anything? Dilu shachal mitzafrit amr zmanahu. According to Ben Becerra, you're allowed to shech the Karim Pesach in the morning. And now, but v'chimata bein harbayim, but if you're going to do it in the afternoon, amr shi'ucha davar, meaning ideally the Pesach should be shechted first thing in the morning, or can be. But then once you're doing it later on, you know, wait to the last thing in the day. It's either the first thing in the morning or the last thing in the morning. That doesn't make any sense. You should think, since you're the mitzvah to do it in the morning, and now you have the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim and the Pesach, you should do the Pesach before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Because the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is not mutter in the morning, the Pesach is mutter. So it doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, in, we actually do have a very halacha l'maaseh example of this concept. The Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, halacha mispal shel mincha v'charkach mispal shel musafim. We know that the musaf is allowed to be said already in the morning, but let's say it gets to the point you get to chatzos or half an hour after chatzos, you haven't yet davened musaf yet. It's very shaykh for Yom Kippur. So now you've got the tzibor, should they daven musaf or should they daven mincha? Well, you would think you'd say musaf because musaf already the zman was in the morning, but at the same time mincha is more tadir. So which do you do? So the Gemara says, "Halacha mispalel shel mincha v'acharkach mispalel shel musafim." Even though musaf was a shaykh to say in the morning, if you delay it, then you actually do mincha and then push musaf afterwards. So too by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is permutter in the morning, but if you delayed it and now it's zman of talmid shebein erbayim, then the talmid goes first, like the mincha goes first, and then afterwards you daven musaf, and then afterwards you would shech the Karban Pesach. So that's what the halacha is. So it's no different than that. Now, halacha lemaisa, even though this is what the Gemara says, that you should push off the musaf till afterwards, the halacha is that we don't do that because it could get very confusing to the tzibur. As a yachid, the halacha is you're allowed to as a yachid. If you're davening by yourself, be yachidus, you could daven mincha and then musaf. But as a tzibur, the tzibur is going to get very confused. People don't know and say, oh, maybe in general we should daven mincha before we daven musaf, even though it's before the zman of mincha. That's how we paskin halacha lemaisa. Again, it's very relevant. It does come up every Yom Kippur, pretty much, it comes up. Okay, then also Tisha B'Av is also a relevant time where it could come up as well. Actually, there's no Musaf in Tisha B'Av. When's the other case it comes up? Rosh Hashanah, unlike the Rosh Hashanah. But I think Yom Kippur is the time it does come up. It could come up Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, that's where it comes up. Yes, Simchas Torah. And the Gemara says now, Ubein harbayim dechsiv gavei ketores v'neiros lamli. So we said before the reason why the Neiros and Ketores is done in the evening because it says the word Erev. So then what do you learn from the word Bein Harbayim in the Neiros and Ketores? That's number one. The Yod, moreover, this whole premise we had of Ben Beseira that permitted you to shech the Karban Pesach in the morning, that's not really true. Because Heshev Rebbe Tachas Ben Beseira, Rebbe came to defend Ben Beseira to the Divrei Rebbe Shua, responded back to Rebbe Shua, and he says as follows. Lo, not true. Im Amris, this is part of a dialogue. Im Amris Bishloshasar Shein Miktasaroi. If you're going to tell me if you shech the Karban Pesach on the 13th, so it's not shech to bring the Karban at all on the 13th, so therefore it's going to be pasul if it's Lishma, and if it's Shelo Lishma, it's going to be kosher for Shlomim. Are you going to then tell me about Arbaasar Shein Miktasaroi? You're going to tell me on the 14th where at least part of it is Roy for the Karban Pesach? So wait a second. Rebbe's defending Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira really holds, ben Beseira rather holds, that you're allowed to shecht the entire day. In Misa, it shouldn't say bar basar shemiktsasaroi, it should say kularoi. The whole day is permitted according to ben Beseira. So the whole answer is rejected, and we have to have a whole other explanation as to why ben Beseira thinks if you shecht the Karban Pesach on the morning of Yudalid, that even though he says it's not kosher for Pesach, if you do shecht it, shelo lishmo, why is it going to be possible? So the Gemara explains as follows. Gemara says, Ella really Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the explanation of Ben Beseira is Posa haya Ben Beseira bePesach sheshachta ba'arbasar shacharis bein lishmo bein shelo lishmo hol miktas haroi. So let's explain this. So Ben Beseira agrees if after the 14th, I'd rather after Chatzos, which is the Zman Shchita, if you shech the Pesach lishmo, it's kasher. If you shech the Pesach shelo lishmo after Chatzos, it's pasul. What about the morning? Because the morning you shecht the Pesach, it's always going to be pasul. Why? If you shecht it l'shma, l'shem Pesach, it's possible because it's not yet the zman. But he also says, even if you shecht the Pesach shelo l'shma, meaning for shlomim, even though normally when it's not the zman, on the 13th, if I shecht the Pesach shelo l'shma, to actually kasher, on the morning of, even though it's not yet the zman of Pesach until Chatzos, still, shelo lishma will be possible in this case because since that day is later on will be roy, it's close enough to the zman to render it possible.
This is according to what we hear from Rebbe or from
Chazal? This is a whole other explanation. Rebbe rejected the previous yesterday's answer. Now we're having a whole other answer.
According to Ambedera, it's kosher in the morning.
No, not anymore. We never saw that.
No, but why? I mean, what changed?
No, but Ben Beseira never said it was kosher. Ben Beseira in the Mishnah said shelo lishma is possible. The Gemara assumed that means if it was Lishma, then it would be kosher. Right. Gemara says that can't be the case based on Rebbe's response. So he's saying in the morning, okay. It's Shalom Lishma is certainly possible, but even Lishma is going to be possible as well.
Right, so because of Rebbe's answer, we nixed it.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, Megadev bar Rebbe Abohu. Im kain, Pesach kasher leben b'seirah heichem mishkachas la. So how are you going to ever find the carbon Pesach for ben b'seirah? Why? What's the problem? So the Gemara explains, I daf rashay d'ha'inna dichoy meikarhu. Let's say the morning of 9 o'clock in the morning on Yud Al Nisan, they separated the carbon Pesach. So the halacha is, if you separate a carbon when it's not ripe for the zman yet, it's called dichoy, it's not shayach for it. If you say, let's say it this way, if you separate a carbon Pesach 2 months ago, that's already, it's not shayach to bring a carbon Pesach, that's dichoy. You can't bring a carbon Pesach, you have to mafrish the carbon on the moment, the zman, what's ripe to bring. So if you're mafrish it in the morning, it's not ripe to bring in the morning, so then that's going to be dichoy. It's going to be push off.
Yes, we say that you prepare the carbon 4 days before.
Ah, excellent. They're going to ask this question. Beautiful. So, idaf rashi miasma, if you separated it yesterday, so then, dichoy meikarahu, right, that ividar miasma, nira v'nitachahu. So let's say the 13th I separated it. So that's the case of what? The case of separating a Pesach, I could separate it for shlomim yesterday. That's kosher for shlomim yesterday. But now when comes the morning of Pesach, it's no longer roy to be brought as a shlomim or karim Pesach. It becomes nira, but then nidcha in the morning. And once something is nidcha, even though chatzos comes, you can't bring it back to life anymore. So how are you ever able to separate? Meaning according to all the other the Tanaim, that the morning of is not possible of, if you do it lishma, so other way around, sorry.
No lishma.
If you do it shalol lishma, it's actually kosher. So then you could mafrish it in the morning of, and then it's not nidche, and then later on chatos, you bring it as a karim Pesach. But according to Ben Beser, that the morning of is the shalol lishma is pasul, it's not shaykh at all. It's nira on the 13th, nidche on the morning of the 14th, and you don't say nira v'nidche v'nira. It can't be rehabilitated. So Gemara says a very simple solution. We'll get to Ezra's question in just a second. What do you mean? Very simply. Chatzos comes, then you're mafrish the carbon Pesach, and then you could shecht it. So you're mafrish it in this man that's right to bring as a carbon Pesach. So Ezra asks a great question from the Shaila Din that we have, Dalad Yomim of Bikur, that you have to inspect the carbon Pesach for 4 days. We have the same halacha to the carbon Tumid as well, with the Gezer Shavah that Tumid also requires, Dalad Yomim Bikur. So wait a second, if you can't be mafrish the carbon, how come you could, how do you do Dalad Yomim Bikur? So whoever says you have to be mafrish the carbon to do Dalad Yomim of Bikur?
Right, you can just.
Before it's mafrish.
It's probably
is a separate.
It's probably two steps. One of them, you take a few animals and you put them there.
You check them, inspect them, and then you mafish it. That's fine. Check. Whoever says it has to be huktash before doing the bikur. So Takas Rashi says that. Rashi in the Gemara in Megillah does say you have to do the kiddush and then the bikur. The Tur Evin says the Gemara clearly says otherwise. You can't do that. You have to do hafrasha only after chatzos. So he goes against his Rashi. But others say, no, the Minchas Yehuda has a fancy thing. He says, no, you're makdish it a few days ago, al manas, that the kedusha will be chal after chatzos, and this way there's some level kedusha l'mafreya, and then you do the bikur, even according to Shitas Rashi, after the hafrasha was taking place 4 days ago. Some
so
wild shot like that.
What?
There's
a mum, what do you do?
There's a mum. Oh, so then you have to get another one, find another one.
You don't have 4 days again.
Oh, that's true also, right? What do you do if you don't have it? That's a good question. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Lice, I don't know what happens in that case. I'm not sure. It could be also this whole discussion is only within Ben Becerra. But maybe Chachamim argue that maybe they allow a fresh a few days earlier. Maybe for them, it'll be permitted.
Right, so to me, that what calls my attention is that it seems that any hafrasha that's not within this man of the Korban, even if it's an hour before.
Correct. Exactly.
Which is very...
Yeah, but for Pesach, it's different because Pesach is always right for Shlomim. So if I mafresh it a week ago, then since it's right for Shlomim, that's considered still be roi. It's only the morning.
Ben Be'tera, the 13th would allow.
No, only for Ben Be'tera, but according to the Chachamim, though.
Also, according to both, the 13th is okay.
Yeah, but the problem is for Ben Be'tera, comes the morning of, it becomes nidche. Chachamim is not nidche. So the answer for Rashi would be, according to Chachamim, it's never nidche. Okay, there are Tosa asks some interesting questions here. Talks about, I don't know if we have time for the Tosas, but he talks about Mechusa Kippurim. If you look at Tosas, Dir Maskel Haggah, the first Haggah, the higher up, he says, Delo Dami Le Mechusa Kippurim. And Mechusa Kippurim is a certain person who's Tamei, Azava, Metzora, Yoledes, that they're Tamei, but they can't eat Kajim until they bring a carbon. They're not right to bring carbonos until they bring a carbon. It's like kind of, it kind of comes with Bas Achas. So he says, Delo Chashiv Dichoy Kodim Havas Carbono. So right now, he's not roi for carbon. So when he's mafresh the carbon, when she's mafresh the carbon, it's not roi this man yet. So shouldn't that be nidcha already from meikara because they can't bring carbonos? So he says, de'ein zmana ad sheyitar b'yitbol. This man is not relevant until they become tahor. Aval hai lo chazi lepesach v'shlamim av apisha yazman shlamim. It's a little bit complicated what's going on here. When it comes to Karban Pesach, it is a zman of shlamim of Pesach, but it is brought in a time where it's nidcha. As opposed to the Yoledes, the Zav and the Torah, it's not the zman for them at all, meaning nidcha can only take effect if it's a zman, but something's something external is pushing you away. So here by Pesach, it's a zman shlamim, the zman Pesach, something pushed it away. But by, again, the Mechusra Kippurim, it's not even the zman for it, so you can't even discuss nidcha. You have to really look into a little further to appreciate what's going on here, but nonetheless, an interesting question from Tosos. Tosos asks another question from a... From a Vlad later on, that I think that's a later Shiloh. Fine, let's go weiter. The Gemara now says, where are we? We are Amar Abai. Abai says another explanation. Afilu tema mitzafra. Even if you separate it in the morning, so according to Ben Becerra, we said it's not this man of it, so it's going to be pasul. Ein mechusar zman libo bayom. That's not called mechusar zman. That's still considered in the parsha of Karban Pesach. And when you're mafresh in the morning, that's not called nidcha. Since in 5 hours from now it's going to be roi to shechted, that's not called mechusar zman. It's a good afrasha, even according to Ben Becerra. But Papa takes it a step further. But Papa amar filo tema meurta. Even if you separate it from the evening, so then that's Lila, ain mechusar zman as well. There is no psul mechusar zman at the nighttime, because since the sun's going to rise in a few hours from now, and it's going to be chatzos, that's all considered within 24 hours, that's not called mechusar zman. And it's considered a good afrasha, and the kedusha is chal on the Karban Pesach. The Tani Divei Rabbi Shmuel Leil Shmini Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. What's the halacha when it comes to Ma'aser Behema in general? Karbanos has to be 8 days old the animal for it to be shayach to bring a karban. So can I bring an animal that the tomorrow is going to be the 8th day for it to be in my Ma'aser Behema? Right, you have a whole pen of all this sheep, and you count every 10th animal as a Ma'aser Behema. So can you include in it an animal that was just born, and tomorrow is going to be the 8th day? So nighttime I'm doing the hafrasha. And then, but by tomorrow morning, if this is the animal that's shaykh to be the carbon, tomorrow will be 8 days, and therefore I could bring it as a ma'aser behema. So can I bring it in while it's still in Laila, it's mechusar zman. So the Gemara says, you are allowed to take an animal that's leil shmini. It can be nichnas ledir lisasa, even though right now it's nighttime and it hasn't yet experienced the 8th day, since it's a Laila, it's lav mechusar zman. Rabbi Aptariki, the Rabbi Aptariki, Rami Ksiv, he had a steer in Psukim. He says one pasuk, Vayah Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo. Underneath this, it was 7 days from being born. Ha Laila Chazi. So at nighttime, as long as it's 7 days, so as Leil Shmini is permitted, meaning the animal has to experience 7 days in this world. But once it becomes Leil Shmini, it's permitted to be brought as a carbon. But another pasuk says, "Uksiv umiyomashmini v'hala yiratze." Has to wait until the 8th day, implying that halayla is lal chazi. So is leil shmini kasher or not kasher for carbon? So the Gemara answers, "Haketzar leil lekedusha v'yom l'artza." The nighttime is right to be makdish the ma'aser behema, but you can't bring it as a hartza as a carbon until the daytime. So just like by ma'aser behema, laila is la mechusar zman. So too, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, Laila is not Mechusar Zman, and you can make a good Afrasha, and the Kedusha will be Chal, according to Ben Becerra.
Laila and Boker.
Certainly Boker. If Laila, Kavachomer. Kavachomer, the Boker, as well. Okay. It's an interesting discussion based on the Sugya here. The Shaddai Gazaria talks about, what if you do a Mila Bilel Shmini? In general, we know that the Bris Mila has to take place by Yom, any day. But let's say it's a Shalob Bismana, Mila Shalob Bismana, and let's say the 10th day, the child's healthy, and you do a Mila at nighttime, it's after the 8th day, but it's Balayla, is that a Kasher Mila? So that's a Machlokus in the Poskim, Ramaz Machbid, that one should do Hatafas Dam. It's probably a Kasher Mila if it's Leil Asiri, but you should still do Hatafas Dam to draw some blood just to be sure. So Shagas Ari wants to know, what about those Rishonim who hold that Kasher Balayla on a Shalob Bismana? But Leil Shemini, is that going to be a good Bris Mila? It's certainly B'dieved, but if one did it for whatever reason, Leil Shemini Bris Mila, the night going to the 8th, will that be a Kasher Bris Mila? So based on the sugya, they discuss whether that's Mechusar Zman, not Mechusar Zman. That's a whole discussion. Fine. Gemara now says, last six...
Say,
No, it says by Yom HaShemini. But here we say Laila La Mechuzes Manhu. So not Mechuzes Man. So it might be Shaykh. And there's many Yushalmis and Poskim that say that a Mila is like a carbon. So there's a lot of connections between a Bris Mila and a carbon. So therefore, there might be room to say Leil Shmini might be Kasher B'dieved for a Bris Mila.
That's why you should eat after the Bris.
That's why she what?
Eat after the Bris, because the Kohanim used to eat afterwards. I heard this from Rabbi Mansur.
Interesting. Okay, and they say the Sandik is a Mizbeach, the Rama writes as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayit, the last few lines of the Amud here, Amar Le Rabbi Zeir, Le Rabbi Abohu, Lema Kesava Rabbi Yochanan, Bali Chaim Nidchan. Is this to suggest that an animal that's Nidcha, at one point it was, when it was Kadosh, it wasn't right for the Mizbeach, it's Nidcha forever? Does he really hold this way? Amalei in, he does hold that way. What's the problem? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan that clearly says that behemas are shayach nidchen. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says that behema shal shnei shutvin. You have an animal that's owned by two different partners. So what happens? So one of them is a hikdish chetzia, one of them makdish his own half. And v'chazer v'loka chetzia, he buys the other half from his partner now, v'hikdisha kedusha, he is makdish the other side. The loch is kedusha vena kreva. Because when I was makdish my half first, a half kadosh animal is not roi for carbon. So at this point, there's kedusha in there, but it's nidcha. So the lach is, even though now in the end, in totality, I have a full kedusha because then I bought the second half and was makdish this also, you can't be carve it because once it was nidcha at one point, you can never say nidcha v'nira. It can't be rehabilitated ever. And further, as a side point, this animal owes a tamura. You can use this animal that's now fully kadosh to do tamura, and that tamura animal is going to be tamurasa kiyotzeba, will be similar to the initial animal in that's kadosh, but you can't bring it as a carbon. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. And we learn three halachas from this statement. Shmamina tlas. Shmamina balechayim nidcha. Number one is an animal that's nidcha, is nidcha forever. That's why we brought this statement in the first place. The second shmamina is shmamina dichoy meikara havi dichoy. When it was initially sanctified, it was dicha meikara. From the starting point, it was nidcha, it's nidcha forever as well. And shmamina, the third halacha we learn is yesh dichoy bedamim. Even though the animal, when I was initially makdishim, since I only owned half it, I was only makdish half the animal, so that can be kedushas aguf because it's not shayach for carbon. It at best was a kedushas damim, meaning half of the animal has kedusha of damim. I need to redeem that half, that $500 of the cow, let's say, to give it towards the base of mikdash. So even though the animal is only kedushas damim, we still have a concept of dichoy by kedushas damim. So the Gemara now says, top line of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chaylev Vehifrish Karbon. Person eats Chaylev, he shouldn't be eating, it's an Issa Karis, he does it Beshogeg, he's Chay Vechatas. So he separates an animal, separates a carbon. But before they bring the carbon, Vehimer Das, he goes off the Derech, he becomes a Mumar, and a Mumar is not allowed to bring a carbon until he's done Shuva. The Chazerba, then he did Shuva, we can't bring that initial carbon, he separated, Ho Venidche, Yitcha. Once an animal wasn't shaykh to be brought anymore, since he was a mumar, so that animal is nidcha forever. Itmar Nami was also said, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chelev Hifrish Karbon, Vinish Tata. Now this case, he wasn't Himer Daita, he wasn't a mumar, but he became a shota, he lost his mind somehow, Ein Lo Das, and V'chaz Vinish Tata, then he got his mind back, same halacha, once the animal wasn't roi, since the owner was a shota doesn't bring a carbon, so it's nidcha forever. So the same exact halacha by a shota as by a mumar. So the Gemara says, Shichin, both these halachas of a shota and a mumar. Diashim inan kamaisa, we only had the first case of the mumar, so that's why we could say the mumar, it's mamish dichoy, because who dachoy na should be adam. He actively pushed it off. He went off the derech, he chose to do what he wanted to do, and therefore he mamish pushed it off with his hands almost. Aval hacha, shota, dimimele itcha, he didn't choose to be this way. It was kiyashin dami, as if he fell asleep, which could always come back to sanity, and therefore since it wasn't all pushed off so directly, maybe we would allow the shota, who then is nishtata, who then becomes nishtatfa, should be able to bring the carbon. Kamashvala, no, once it's nitcha forever. We only had the second case of the shota, mishum de'im biyad alachzer. The case of the shota, he has no option. He has no choice in bringing himself back to having das. That's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu to do. And therefore, since we can't anticipate him coming back, that's why it's nidche. Aval hacha, by the mumar, de'yesh biyad alachzer, he has the option of coming back to Derech Hashem, aim alone, maybe that shouldn't be nidche. Tricha, though, that also is going to be disqualified.
Rabbi,
person goes to sleep, and that's a nidcha?
It's not an infant. It's permitted. So shote should be similar to a yashin, just like a person sleeping, even though he doesn't have das at that time. But when he wakes up, he certainly can bring that carbon. So let a shote be the same thing, that he loses das for a certain period, but gets his das after some time. So the interesting question that's brought up here, that the idea of that shote doesn't have any das can bring a carbon, they ask a question. So what do you mean? How can we say after a person dies, you can bring a carbon on his behalf? He also doesn't have any das. It's no different than a shota. So if you can't bring a shota's carbon, you shouldn't bring a carbon for a person who died already. And they ask another question. The Gemara tells us that hakol somchin, everyone does smicha with the exception of a shota. So how come a shota implies that although a shota can't do smicha, a shota can bring a carbon? So we see a shota can bring carbonos sometimes. How come the Gemara here says a shota doesn't bring a carbon? So the mechag between carbonos that are for ritzoy and kapara versus carbonos that are not for ritzoy and kapara. Let's say a neder, nedava, are not for ritzoy or kapara. So in terms of ritzoy kapara, so then you need das for that. And shota doesn't have das, and therefore it's not kosher. But in regards to a carbon that doesn't require ritzoy, then a shota can bring. So when we bring a carbon for a mace, a carbon doesn't need kapara anymore. Rather, mace doesn't need kapara anymore. So whenever you bring a carbon, it's simply just to, as a chiyav, not for a ritzoy. So whenever there's a need for a ritzoy, you need das. But when there's no need for a ritzoy, then you don't need das. That's when you can bring a shotas carbon, and that's when you bring a carbon of a mace. Gemara now says, it's a kapara, to bring appeasement to the person who needs a kapara. The Gemara now says, asks the question by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Achal chaylev, a person eats chaylev, which again is asur to eat, v'hifrish carbon v'hora bezdin shechaylev mutter. Bring it back to the Maseches Horios. So he separates a carbon, but then bezdin comes out with an incorrect psak that you're allowed to eat chaylev, it's mutter. V'chazu b'ayim, but then they retract and say, we made a mistake. So Ma, what do you say? Mi have a dichoy, alo have a dichoy. Is that considered dichoy? Because the moment the bezin says permitted, so now if he were to violate this eating chaylev now, he wouldn't be chayav of carbon because he's relying on the hara of bezin. Is that called a nidcha or no? Since he acted on his own before the hara came into place, maybe it's not called dichoy. So Amar le hahu saba, a certain elder said, ki pasach Rabbi Yochanan b'dichoyin meha pasach. When Yochanan would give his drasha, his shir on the top of the dichuyin, he would actually give this very case as the starting example of the case of the haras bezdin. My time, hasam gavra idcha carbon lo idcha. Hacha carbon nami idcha. Why did he choose the case of hara? Because the case we spoke of before where the individual was a mumar or became a shota, that was the carbon was shayach to bring as a carbon, the individual was a nidcha. But the case of the hara, where even the carbon was nidcha, even the carbon wasn't shayach at all, that's even a greater form of nidcha. So kal v'chomer, that case of hara, should certainly be a situation of nidcha. That was again the starting point. That was the most obvious case according to Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara now says, quoted from the Mishnah, we have this interesting line in the Mishnah that Amar Shimon ben Azai, that Mikublani mipi shivim shnayim zakin. I had a Masorah from the 72 elders of Sanhedrin. What was he telling us? We never have such a formulation in any Mishnah. He's quoting all 72 zakenim. So the Gemara says, Lamali lemisay shivim shnayim zakin. Why are we teaching 72 zakenim that he heard such a Masorah? To tell us that the chula bechad the shitasa havakaima, they all pask in the same way. They were all in agreement. It wasn't easy for 72 great Talmid Chacham all to agree. This was an example where all 72 agreed to his particular psak. What was the psak again? That all zvachim that were nechal in the shenizbechu shelo lishma, a carbon that was normally eaten, that was shechted shelo lishma, is actually going to be kosher, but it doesn't fulfill the chiv of the individual baal, with the exception of a pesach and chatas, which it would be possible, even though they are nechal. So that halacha was agreed by all the members of the Sanhedrin Haggadah.
The Gemara was seemingly bothered by the Russian zakin instead of zakin.
Oh, that's why zakin, oh yeah? Where's Rashi?
Rashi.
I don't see that Rashi here. Alamali the Misnei Zakin, Lisnei Zakin. It wasn't the number, it was the Zakin, it is improper, the grammar. Okay. Gemara now says, Lo Hosef Ben Azai El Ha'Ola. So on this idea, Ben Azai added on that we should have an Ola as well, should be another example that even though it is not Nechalin, it should be Kosher as well if it was Shalol Lishma. But the Chacham didn't agree to Ben Azai. So Amar Rav Huna, my time with the Ben Azai, what was his reasoning? Ola, the pasuk says, Ola hu asher reach nichach l'Hashem. It says, Ola hu, that who, what's the word who? He lishma kshera. If the Ola shechta lishma, it's kosher, but shelo lishma, it's psula, then it will be possible. That was the svara of Ola, that shelo lishma should be so other way around, that lishma should be kosher, shelo lishma should be pasul. I thought we just said the other way around for him, no? Were we trying to say that Ben Azai holds that the Ola is going to be...
It's possible according to Ben Azai, because it's not even...
Oh, the implication of the Tanakama was, if it's not Nechal, and then it's going to be Kasha Shalal Lishma. Is that the implication, I guess? What the opposite is Mishnah again?
Ben Azai is the one who said that it has to be eaten by the Bible.
Again, according to Shimon ben Azai, he says that all them all the nechalim that shelo lishma are kosher, and then lohos ben Azai. Oh, he only included ben Azai. Added on, this is Shimon ben Azai, the same person. He added on the ol as well. That too, if it was shelo lishma, will be pasul as well. That's, I guess, the idea.
Right, he holds all as like Pesach and Chatas.
Yeah. He adds on to Pesach and Chatas. That's it. The Pesach Chatas plus the Ola is also Shelo Lishma will be Pasul. So his base is based on the Pasul here. Ola Hu Asher Ariach Nichach Lashem. He Lishma. If the Ola is Lishma, it's Kasher. But if it's Shelo Lishma Psula. So the Gemara says back, Ashim Nami Ksib Behu. It says the word Hu by Ashim as well. So you're going to tell me Ashim also Shelo Lishma is going to be Pasul. Now we know Rabbi Elazar holds that way, but apparently Ben Azai didn't hold that way. Gemara says, no, the word hu by Asham is ahu la'acher haktaris e'murim hu dechsiv. So it was mentioned after haktaris e'murim, much later on in the stage of the carbon Asham. So Gemara says, hanami la'acher haktaris e'murim. The word hu by ol is also after haktaris e'murim, referring to putting the limbs on the mizbeach. Nothing to do with the shchito or the other previous stages. So the Gemara says, no, hu dechsiva trei hu dechsiva. There are two times it says hu by an ola. One is referring to after haktaras emurim, but another one is referring to an earlier stage, and that earlier stage is what Ben Azai was using as the source that shelo lishma is pasul. So Gemara says, gavi asham nami trei hu dechsiva. It says hu twice by asham as well. One referring to haktaras emurim, one referring to an earlier stage. So we should say asham shelo lishma should be pasul to Ben Azai as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not based on the word who at all. Ela Ben Azai Kavachomer, Maisilei. He has it based on nice logic. Ma Chatas, Shena Kalil, Chatas, which is not all burnt up. Yet, if you're Shachta Shelo Lishma, it's Psula. So an Ola Shu Kalil, that's entirely burnt up, which is a more, it's a higher level carbon. La Koshien, should we not say certainly that a Shelo Lishma should disqualify an Ola as well? Gemara says, you can't bring a Kavachomer from a Chatas because Ma Chatas Shekein Mechaperis, it provides Kapara, although it doesn't provide Kapara. Gemara says, what is that? Pesach Yochiach, that Pesach does not provide Kapara, yet Shelo Lishma is possible, but Mal Pesach Shekein Zeman Kavua, has a set time, it's more urgent, and therefore a more urgent restriction, as opposed to a Ola which doesn't have a time limit. Gemara says, then fine, Chatas Tochiach, which doesn't have a Zeman Kavua, yet it is Shelo Lishma is possible. So again, Chazar Adin Lo Rizek, 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 Tzara Shava Shabhen, the common denominator between a Pesach and a Chatas is Shehein Kadshim Vishachtan Shelo Lishma is possible. So Afani Avi. So to all bring, says Ben Azai, Ola Shi Kadshim Vishachtan Shelo Lishma should be possible based on this Binyan Av. So Gemara says, how do you learn a Binyan Av from Pesach and Chatas to an Ola? Mala Tzara Shava Shabhen Shehem Tzad Kares. They both have a Tzad Kares because a Pesach, one who doesn't give a Pesach is Chayv Kares, and Chatas comes from an Aveira that deserves Kares. So Gemara says, no, Ben Azai Tzad Kares Lo Parach. He doesn't ask such a question because, as we pointed out the other day, the two different Kareses. Rashi says very clearly on top of you, Gimam and Aleph, Tzad Kares Lo Parach, Lefish Eino Shava B'Shem. It's not the same. Dechatas eino onish karis. It's not a punishment of a karis al havasa on its bringing or really lack of bringing. Ella shal shkagas karis hubai comes because of a karis, as opposed to Pesach onish. It results in the karis. The karis is from two different directions of a chatas and a Pesach. That's not called a tzad shava. And therefore, Ben Azai is very comfortable learning a binyan av from a chatas and a Pesach to say that ola shelo lishma is possible as well. The Gemara says, so once you bring an Ola, including an Ola, into the Binyan Av, Ashim Nami Laisa. Why not bring the Ashim as well? So just like those two are Kachim, Shelo Lishma is possible. So too Ashim's a Kachim, and Shelo Lishma should be possible. Gemara says, Parach Ma'ala Tzara Shaveh, Shebehen Shekein Yeshin Bet Tzibur Kibiyachim. No, because a Chatas is brought in the Tzibur and Yachid, so too Pesach's a Tzibur and Yachid. An Ashim is never brought in the Tzibur, and therefore it doesn't fit into the calculation. The Gemara then says, Ibai same. Another thing is, maybe, yeah. Yeah, carbon tamin is an ola. The Ibai same, alternatively, Tzad Karis Nami Parch, Ben Azai. Ben Azai does actually learn, that's a good question. He did reject the Binyan Av. So now the Binyan Av is rejected. So what's his basis? Gamara, Gemirle, he had a Masori, he had a tradition that the third, that the Ola is included on the list of Shalola Shema, that's possible. How come Rav Huna brought a Kavachomer? Lo Amra El Lechadid Batamidav. He only used it to really sharpen his Tamidim, but he really didn't mean it to take it literally. That could really Ben Azai had a tradition and not based on a Kavachomer or a Binyan Av. Everyone have a wonderful day.